Recorded music is taking in less than half the money it did 10 years ago. More people, though, are attending live performances. As a working musician, I find this welcome news and good news for the city of Wichita. Musicians everywhere may hone their stagecraft to a finer point, including at the local level. The better the performances, the larger the audience. The larger the audience, the more money to be made. The more money to be made, the more national acts to be attracted to our city and to our general market. The more dreams to go forth and multiply. The fact is, Wichita has long boasted a healthy music scene. Jazzmaster Jerry Hahn and soul soldier Rudy Love sprang from this scene, as did country giant Martina McBride. We've also been the breeding ground for underground sensations The Embarrassment, Manila Road, Dead Orchestra, and Ricky Fitz. It's possible, isn't it, that some support shed on these artists could do more to build city pride than White Castle's return? I mean, hey, a guy can dream, can't he?